愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
最近我们在读出埃及记。
Recently we've been studying the book of Exodus.
出埃及记是以色列民也是选民的信仰历程。
Exodus details the growth of the faith of the chosen people.
神带领他们出埃及。
And starting with when God took them and delivered them out of Egypt.
要朝往神应许他们那一块流奶与蜜之地前进。
And details their journey toward the promised land, the land of milk and honey.
埃及是受苦的地方。
Egypt was a place of suffering for the Israelites.
也没有自由的地方。
It was a place where they did not have freedom.
更是没有希望的地方。
Furthermore, it was a place where they had no hope for their future.
因为在埃及法老王的控制之下。
Because in Egypt, they were under the rule of the Pharaoh.
那跨过红海就是代表受洗。
And when they cross the Red Sea, it's a prefiguration for baptism.
我们还没有受洗以前。
Before we are baptized,
我们是属这个世界的，世界的王就是魔鬼。
We belong to this world, and Satan rules the world.
所以我们是受苦的，是没有自由的，我们是没有盼望的。
And so under his reign, we suffer, we have no freedom, and we have no hope for the future.
那受洗以后，我们就朝着神应许的那一块地一直在前进。
But after we're baptized, then every step we take is toward that promised land from God.
所以受洗以后，我们的人生充满着盼望。
And so after we're baptized, our lives are filled with hope.
那流奶与蜜之地是神应许给我们的。
And the land that's flowing with milk and honey is a land that God promised He would give to us.
也就是我们活着的时候，神的国要在我们内心实现。
That is, while we are still alive, that God's kingdom will come to pass in our hearts.
那有公义，有平安，有喜乐。
There's righteousness, there's peace, and there's joy there.
我们死了以后，能够上到神的天国，与神同在。
And when we pass, we can go into the heavenly kingdom to be with God.
那当他们走在旷野路，他们就在神的引导之下。
And so while the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, they were walking under God's guidance.
因此跟神的关系非常的重要。
And so therefore, their relationship with God was of utmost importance.
要一生跟从神才能够走到神应许之地。
They had to follow God all their lives in order to make it to the promised land.
但是在旷野地，我们至少看到有两次神发怒了。
But while they were traveling the wilderness, we saw at least two incidences where God got angry.
那是非常大的危机。
And it was a great crisis.
因为神发怒到一个程度，要把他们全部都灭绝。
Because God was so angry to the point where He was willing to just set them aside and destroy them.
我们就来看当神发怒的时候要怎么办。
And so let's take a look at one of those incidences. And when God is angry, what can we do?
我们现在来看出埃及记三十章，神宣告他的本性是什么。
And so let's turn to Exodus chapter 30, where God describes His essence.
出埃及记的三十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
三十四章的第五节。
Exodus
五节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 5 and 6. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
第七节。
7. And keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
这个第六节说神有怜悯，有恩典。
In verse 6, it says that the Lord is merciful and gracious.
那接下去神不轻易发怒。
And that He is long-suffering and does not get angry easily.
这个神不轻易发怒在代表 神的两个本性。
And so the God's long suffering demonstrates two characteristics of God.
第一个讲神会发怒的。
First, it's to say that God does eventually get angry.
那为什么神会发怒？
And why is it that sometimes God gets angry?
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
所以当人所做的啊，在神看起来是不对的啊，神会发怒。
So when people act in ways that are unrighteous, that are not according to His will, then He will be angry.
啊，但是神又不轻易发怒。
But at the same time, God does not get angry easily.
啊，为什么？
And why is that?
因为这是神的怜悯。
This is because of God's mercy.
啊，在以西结书啊，在耶利米书里面讲。
In the book of Jeremiah, he writes,
啊，我们看耶利米书第十章。
We can turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
啊，耶利米书的第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
啊，第十章的第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
啊，请耶利米书十章十节。
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble.And the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
这里讲神是真神。
This states that the Lord is the true God.
那其他一切如果称作神都是假的。
Anything else that proclaims to be God is false.
那他是活神。
He is a living God.
所以他跟人可以建立关系，跟人可以互动。
And because he is a living God, he can establish a relationship with each one of us. And that relationship is interactive.
所以我们对神可以有体验。
And so we can experience God in our lives personally.
那神是永远的王，他掌管一切。
This verse also tells us that God is a living God and he's the everlasting king.
接下去，他如果发怒，地大震动。
But at his wrath, the earth will tremble.
他一恼怒，列国都担当不起。
And when he is wrathful, the nations will not be able to endure.
有时候我们的在信仰生活，有的人在信仰比较有追求的心，就会常常觉得神天天在看我，神天天在对我生气。
Sometimes as we travel in our faith, we might feel that as we draw close to God, we seek after him,We might feel that he's always watching us and he's always with us, but he's watching us.
如果我们觉得神天天都跟我们生气，那我们信仰生活一定不会喜乐。
But if we feel like he's watching us and is angry with us because of what he sees, then we might not find joy in our own faith.
但是其实神是不轻易发怒的。
But let's remember that God does not get angry easily.
但是有时候呢，因为神看不见。所以神真的已经在发怒了，我们还是不知道。
But sometimes when we don't, because we don't see God, we don't know that He is already angry.
所以，我们就是要，来明白神为什么会发怒，让我们能够过一个生活不会让神发怒。
So let's take some time to understand what makes God angry so that we can take heed in our lives so as not to provoke his anger.
那如果神发怒应该怎么做?
And when he is angry, what shall we do?
那我们用两个例子，来讨论这件事情。
Let's use two examples to talk about these.
第一个是在西乃山下。
So the first incident occurred at the foot of Mount Sinai.
我们现在看出埃及记的三十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32.
第七节。
Verse 7.
请读。
And the Lord said to Moses, Go, get down, for your people whom you've brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
这个地方神对摩西说，你的百姓从埃及领出来已经败坏了。
Here, the Lord says to Moses that the people that you've led out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
那接下去，我们如果看第九节跟第十节。
We read verse 10, verse 9 and 10. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people.
第十节。
Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation.
这个地方讲，神发怒，要将他们灭绝。
Here, God says that he wishes to let his wrath burn against them and consume them.
哦，可见啊，神的怒气这一次真的是非常的大。
So indeed, we can see how great his anger was this time.
哦，那为什么啊，在西乃山下神会发怒？
So why was it that while the Israelites were at the foot of Mount Sinai that God got angry at them?
啊，因为啊，如果我们在三十二章从第一节读到第七节，因为以色列百姓在西乃山下拜偶像。
The reason is recorded in the same chapter, verses 1 to 7, because the Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai built themselves an idol.
在出埃及记的二十章里面，神颁布了十诫。
In Exodus chapter 20, God gave them 10 commandments.
第一诫就是有独一的真神。
The first commandment said that there is only one true God.
第二诫就是不可以拜偶像。
And the second commandment is to not, that they are prohibited from worshiping idols.
那在出埃及整个过程，其实神虽然看不见，神的能力是非常的大，神的作为是非常明显的。
So throughout the book of Exodus, although God is invisible himself, his works are very much visible.
那为什么以色列百姓会拜偶像？
But why is it that the Israelites worshipped idols?
好，我们现在回来看三十二章的第一节。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 32, verse 1.
请。
Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
这个地方以色列百姓就向亚伦要求为我们做神。
The Israelite people asked Aaron, make us gods.
因为他们在埃及地即430年。
The Israelites had spent 430 years in the land of Egypt.
那埃及地的文化就是拜偶像的文化。
And the culture in Egypt was one that worshipped idols.
那偶像就是用有形的来代表无神、无形的神。
And so an idol is using something having a physical form to represent a formless deity.
那其实神就在山上。
But actually, in this case, God was in the mountain already.
他们在山下。
And the Israelites were merely at the foot of that mountain.
所以因为看不见神，所以他们就要求用一个有形的来代表那一位带他们出埃及的神。
But because the Israelites couldn't physically see God, they asked Aaron to build something with a physical form so that they could attribute their salvation from Egypt to that form.
在十诫里面所有的诫命第二条是最严重的罪。
And so of the Ten Commandments, the second commandment was one of the most important ones.
也就是拜偶像这是对神得罪神了。
That is, the worshipping of idols is a grave sin against God.
那我们就在想我们今天在敬拜这个真神。
So today we might think that today we are worshipping the true God.
那这个神看不见。
And we can't see him with our eyes.
所以敬拜真神需要信心。
And so to worship the true God requires faith.
因此希伯来书十一章的第一节说信是对看不见的是感觉到有证据。
And so Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 states that faith is the substance of things hoped for.
看不见的觉得有证据。
And it's the evidence of things that you cannot see.
所以信心带我们活在神的面前。
And so faith is what allows us to live in God's presence.
因为有信心，所以我们就跟神建立了关系。
And because of our faith, we're able to establish a relationship with God.
但是我们活在这个世界，这是埃及，这是一个拜偶像的文化。
But we live in this world, and this world represented by Egypt has a culture that worships idols.
因此如果我们的信心很强，我们天天都活在神面前。
And so if our faith is very strong and every day we live in God's presence.
但是如果我们信心一软弱，我们就掉回到现实的世界，就跟着文化在拜偶像。
That's good, but there may be times when we are weak, where we slowly step away from God's way and assimilate to the culture in this world.
所以是不是一个人信了耶稣就不会拜偶像呢？
So is it that if a person believes in Jesus, they would never worship an idol?
这个完全在乎是不是有信心。
And the crux of this depends on whether or not that person has faith.
信心带我们到神的面前。
Faith has brought us before God.
没有信心，我们就跟着世界走。
But if we had no faith, we would simply walk along with the ways of the world.
那他用什么来做偶像呢？
So what did they build this idol out of?
我们看第二节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 32, verse 2. Chapter 32, verse 2. And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me."
第三节。
So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron.
第四节。
And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool. And made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt."
所以他们从以色列百姓所带出来的金环一些金器把它摘下来，然后做成一个金牛犊。
So this golden calf was fashioned out of the golden earrings that were in the ears of the Israelites.
金本身是不是好呢？
Is gold intrinsically a good thing?
你看现在很多人就用金来保存他金钱的价值。
These days we might see people try to preserve their wealth with gold bars, by purchasing gold bars.
后来他们用带出来的金去做圣殿里面的器皿。
And later on, we'll see that they also use the gold that they had in their possession to build the vessels of the temple and the tabernacle.
那这个金就变成好的，因为它是做圣殿的器皿。
In such use, this gold is a good thing because it forms the vessels of the temple of God.
但是如果这个金是用来造偶像，那这个就不好了。
But if this gold instead was used to fashion an idol, then this is bad.
所以神给我们很多的恩典。
So God has blessed us abundantly.
有的人是金器，有的人是银器，有的是木器，有的是瓦器。
Some people are golden vessels, some are silver vessels, or even vessels of clay.
如果我们是金器，我们能够自洁自己，成为神贵重的器皿，这是好的。
If we are a golden vessel, we are able to maintain our purity and before God, then this is a good thing.
但是如果我们觉得我们在这社会上是金器所以我们去追求世界的成就，来被人崇拜，来被人敬仰，那这个本身就不好了。
But if we are a gold vessel and instead we seek to be glorified or revered in this world, then this is a turn in the wrong direction.
所以我们在生活当中如果坐在我们心中最高的座位不是神，那个本身就是偶像。
And so in our lives, if in our heart, the God does not, if in our hearts, if something sits ahead of God, higher than God, then that thing becomes an idol.
圣经里面说我们是神的殿，神住在我们里面。
The Bible tells us that our bodies are the temple of God, and God dwells in us.
在我们心里面有一个宝座是谁坐在那里？
And in our hearts, there is a throne. And the question is, who sits in that throne?
以西结书里面讲人坐在神的座位上。
And the book of Ezekiel records that man has sat on the place of God.
那这个人就变成偶像。
And so this man has become an idol in itself.
因为神的座位应该是神坐在上面。
This throne belongs to God, and so God ought to be the one sitting upon it.
那人坐在神的座位，那个就是偶像。
But if we ourselves instead sit on God's throne, then that becomes an idol.
好，所以我们在教会里面侍奉神。
So as we serve God in church, for instance,
神是主，所以我们侍奉他。
God is our Lord, and so we serve our Lord.
因此我们人只是仆人。
And we are merely the Lord's servants.
那如果人坐在神的座位上，就变偶像。
If we sit upon the Lord's throne, then we have set ourselves up as idols.
所以在以西结书里面，在描写圣殿充满神的荣耀。
In the book of Ezekiel, he describes how the temple is filled with God's glory.
但是圣殿又有惹神愤怒的偶像的座位。
Yet there are places in God's temple where there were idols that provoke God's wrath.
那个就是人坐在神的座位上。
And that's what happens when we set ourselves up in God's throne.
那在我们个人的人生活里面。
But in our own personal lives.
雅各书里面曾经在讲一个生意人。
James writes about a businessman.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
十三节。
James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit.
十四节。
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life?It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away.
我们看这个生意人很会计划。
And so here we see a business person who is good at making business plans.
在他的计划里面看不到神。
And in her plans, we don't see God there.
所以这个生意人很聪明，他觉得他掌管他的未来。
Although she's really intelligent, she does not control what happens in her future.
他觉得只要懂得计划懂得努力的投入去追求，他就可以成功，可以赚到钱。
She might think that as long as she makes the proper plans and works hard, she'll be successful and be able to make money.
这个不是我们大家的一种心态吗？
Isn't this an attitude that we often have for ourselves?
甚至有时候我们信主信了很久，我们的心态也差不多。
Even when we've believed in the Lord for such a long time, we might have this very same attitude.
那这样的心态有什么问题？
But what's the problem with having this perspective?
首先，我们看神怎么看这样的心态。
Let's look at this attitude from God's perspective.
十五节跟十六节。
Let's read verses 15 and 16. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
十六节。
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
这里讲，主若愿意，我才可以活着。
Here James reminds us that we should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
主若愿意，我才可以做这个，做那个。
If the Lord wills, we can do this or that.
主愿意就是表示主掌管一切。
So if we say the Lord wills, it acknowledges that God is the Lord of our lives and controls everything.
我们可以计划，但是我们心里的最深处要求神带领。
So we can make plans, but in the innermost part of our hearts, we should ask for God's guidance.
那承认神对我们前面的路有他的主权。
And to acknowledge his authority and control over our future.
那这样神就坐在我们生命的最高的宝座上。
And with this attitude, then we have placed God appropriately. He sits upon the throne in our hearts.
但是如果我们一生都没有求问神。
But if in our lives we don't seek God's counsel,
那我们已经坐在神的座位上。
Then perhaps we have ourselves sat in God's throne.
啊，我们掌管我们自己的一切。
And we feel that we are in control of everything in our lives.
啊，所以十六节，你竟然张狂夸口，这样夸口是恶的。
Verse 16 says, but now you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil.
啊，所以这种心态在神看起来是恶的。
So this type of attitude, from God's perspective, is something that is evil.
啊，因此以色列百姓在拜偶像。
So turning back to the Israelites in their worshiping of idols.
啊，神非常的生气。
This provoked God's wrath.
啊，所以今天我们要常常思想，啊，在我的生活中，在我心里的最深处，有没有任何事情取代了神的地位？
And so today we need to think and inspect our hearts and think whether or not anything has taken God's place in our hearts.
啊，这个不一定是说我们没有到教会去。
This isn't to say necessarily that it's because we haven't gone to church.
那也不一定是说啊，我们没有在做圣工。
Or that we haven't been participating in any kind of holy work.
啊，有很可能我们所有的聚会都参加，我们也参与圣工。
I mean, it might even be the case where we've attended all the church services and we help out at church.
啊，但是最重要在心里的最深处，神在哪里？
But the key issue is where does God sit in our hearts?
啊，所以啊，以色列百姓在西乃山下拜偶像。
So the Israelites worship idols at the foot of Mount Sinai.
好，那我们现在回来看啊，出埃及记的32章。
So now let's turn back to Exodus chapter 32.
啊，为什么啊他们会拜偶像？
Why was it that the Israelites decided to worship idols?
我们看32章的25节。
Let's read 32 verse 25. Now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them, to their shame among their enemies.
这个地方就在讲百姓放肆，那下面就讲亚伦纵容他们。
Here describes that the people were unrestrained and that Aaron had not taken steps to restrain them.
所以亚伦在带领以色列百姓应该告诉他们，你们这样做是不对的。
Aaron was the leader of the Israelites at the time, and he should have told them what they can and cannot do.
啊，但是大家大声的要求，要求亚伦造一个神。
But everyone yelled very loudly and demanded that he build them an idol.
啊，亚伦就顺从了他们。
And Aaron went along with it.
为什么？
Why did he do that?
啊，因为人都不愿意讲大家跟大家不同的意见。
It's a very common human tendency to not disagree with the majority.
啊，因为如果跟大家不同，常常就会被排斥。
If we make ourselves different from everyone else, we might be excluded from the group.
哦，所以亚伦就你要做就做吧。
And so Aaron said, "Fine, if you want to do it, just go ahead."
哦，所以今天啊，我们在信仰生活一定需要有从神来的声音。
And so today, in our walk of faith, we need to have a voice that comes from God.
这个声音不一定是我们喜欢听的，但常常是我们需要听。
Sometimes that voice doesn't say things that we like to hear, but it is something that we need to hear.
哦呀，因为这个声音常常会让我们来自我反省，调整我们的方向。
Because this voice from God can help us to examine ourselves and change the direction of our lives if we need to.
那现在神这么生气，要把他们灭绝，怎么办？
So now God is extremely angry and he wishes to destroy these people.
好，那我们现在用现在看诗篇106篇，看圣经怎么后来怎么来描写这件事情。
Okay, so now let's look to Psalm 106 to see how the Bible describes this situation.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
23节
Psalm 106, verse 23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
本来是神要灭绝他们。这里讲， 若非有摩西站在当中或者破口使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝了他们。
God was fully intending on destroying the Israelites, but for Moses who stood in the breach.
啊，所以当神发怒了，怎么办呢？摩西就站在当中，或者站在破口。
When God was angry at the Israelites, Moses stood there in the breach, in between them.
啊，那神的愤怒就转消了。
And he turned away God's wrath.
啊，所以当神生气的时候，必须要有人愿意站在破口。
So when God is angry, there needs to be someone who's willing to stand before him in the breach.
啊，如果有人像摩西一样站在破口，神的愤怒就会转消。
If there's a person who's willing to be like Moses and stand in between in the breach, then God may turn away his anger.
因为神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
God is one who is full of grace and full of mercy.
啊，所以如果神愿意啊站在破口，神的心意是可以改变的。
And so if someone is willing to advocate and stand in the midst, in the breach, then God is willing to turn away his wrath.
好，那我们就来看到底摩西怎么站在破口，竟然能够改变神的心。
So let's see how Moses stood in that breach and how he persuaded God to turn away his anger.
我们看出埃及记32章32节。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 32, verse 32.
32章12节。
Chapter 32, verse 12. Why should the Egyptians speak and say, He brought them out to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people.
啊，这个十二节主要是讲不要让埃及人议论啊，他们所拜的神。
And so the point of this verse of what Moses said here was to focus on don't let the Egyptians have something to say against God's people.
其实神的很大的能力的显现，让神的名在埃及地得到很大的荣耀。
God's great works was able to build this reverence toward his name when he performed those works in Egypt.
那现在如果以色列百姓都杀掉了，神的名就会受到羞辱。
But if all the Israelites were destroyed in the wilderness, then the name of God would be put to shame.
所以摩西能够站在破口改变神的心，一个很重要就是为着神的荣耀。
And so Moses, while he advocated for the Israelites, he focused on the glory of God's name.
今天神做一切。有一个最后的目的，就是要荣耀他自己的名。
Today, God performs many works, and one of the main reasons for doing so is to glorify His name.
包括神创造天地万物。
For instance, God created the heavens and the earth, and those glorify His name.
包括神赐给我们救恩。
And He has given us salvation.
都是为着神的荣耀。
All of these works are done to glorify Him.
所以当我们为向神祷告是为着神的荣耀的时候，我们的祷告就容易蒙神垂听。
And so when we pray that God's glory may be upheld, then God is willing to listen to such prayer.
是啊，为什么他站在破口能够改变神？因为为着神的荣耀。
And so that's one of the reasons why Moses was able to stand in the breach and successfully advocate for the Israelites was because he did so for the glory of God's name.
我们先来看32章的13节。
Let's also look at chapter 32, verse 13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.
这个十三节在讲什么
？What is verse 13 talking about？
他在求神能够遵守他向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许的诺语承诺。
Moses is reminding God to remember the covenant and the promise he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
神是信实的。
God is a true and faithful God.
所以神讲的话他一定会实现。
And so whatever he says will come true.
那今天如果神把他灭掉，那神的信实就有问题了。
And if today God were to destroy the Israelites, and that would cut against his faithfulness.
所以今天我们可以向神祷告，是因为圣经里面有很多神的应许。
Today when we pray to God, we can do so because the Bible describes many promises that God has made for us.
我们抓住神的应许，求神赦免我们。
And we hold on to those promises, and ask God to have mercy on us.
那我们就会得到神的垂听。
And in doing so, he'll listen to our prayers.
好，那我们再看三十二章，出埃及记的三十二章。
Let's continue to read in Exodus chapter 32.
三十一节
，verse 31.
请。
Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made for themselves a god of gold."
在三十二节。
32. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written.
这里讲，求你赦免他们的罪，不然，求你从生命册上涂抹我的名。
Here Moses says to God, you know, please forgive their sin, but if not, then you can blot my name out of your book.
所以摩西是充满着爱。
So we can see how much Moses loved the Israelites.
他愿意他的名从生命册被涂抹，来换取以色列百姓的罪得赦免。
He was willing to blot out his name from the book of life so that the Israelites' sins may be forgiven.
所以最容易感动神的祷告是在爱里面的祈祷。
And so when we pray out of love, God is moved by that prayer.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当我们在爱里面的祷告，神就在我们当中，神就在垂听。
When we pray in love, then He is among us, and He is listening to our prayer.
所以神发怒了怎么办
？So when God is angry, what ought we do?
要站在破口
，stand in the breach.
为着神的荣耀来祈求
，pray for the uplifting of God's glory.
照着神的应许，神的信实来向神祈求。
Pray according to His promise and to His faithfulness.
要用爱心来代祷。
And to pray out of love.
那这样神就可以改变他的心意，重新再带领我们前面的道路。
And in such way, God may change His heart, change His mind, and continue to guide us in our faith.
所以圣经里面说你们如果转向我，我就转向你们。
The Bible says, if you turn to me, I will turn to you.
有时候我们觉得神很难改变。
Sometimes we might feel that, you know, it's very hard to change God's heart.
因为他这么伟大。
Because he is almighty.
其实圣经不是这样讲。
But that's not really how the Bible depicts God.
神在等待我们转向他。
God is waiting for us to turn our hearts back to Him.
然后神就会转向我们。
And when we do that, He'll turn His heart to us.
所以最难的是我们不愿意转向神。
Often the most difficult step is that we are unwilling to turn our hearts to God.
如果我们愿意转向神，神就转向我们，那我们跟神的关系就重新建立起来。
But if we are willing to turn to God, and God will then turn to us, and then we can reestablish our relationship.
所以神虽然发怒了，摩西的祷告改变了神。
So although God was extremely angry, Moses' prayer.
但是圣经里面记载，神最后一次发怒，就没有一个人能够改变神。
Moses' prayer calmed him, but the Bible does describe God's final anger and wrath that cannot be appeased.
那是什么
？What is that anger?
我们看彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter.
彼得后书的第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
请读。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
啊，这里讲主到今天还没有来啊，不是单言，乃是宽容。
And so here it describes that, you know, the Lord hasn't yet come again today. It's not because he's late, but it's actually, it's his long suffering toward us, his patience.
那主来的日子在第十节。
But the day of the Lord comes in verse 10. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
主再来的日子，天地都要被废掉。
On the day the Lord comes, the heavens and the earth will be destroyed.
那是审判的日子。
That is the day of judgment.
到那一天就没有人能够改变神的心。
On that day, no one can change God's mind.
为什么？因为那是最后的审判。
And the reason is because that's the final judgment day.
那怎么让神最后的愤怒不会临到我们呢？
What ought we do so that God's greatest wrath does not come upon us on that day? 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 says, Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
12.
Verse 12, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
13.
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
这个地方讲，在那一天之前，我们要怎么圣洁，怎么敬虔，这样来过我们的生活。
This tells us, like, you know, knowing that these things are going to happen before they happen, what manner of person ought we be in holy conduct?
这个就是我们现在需要的生活态度。
And so this is the attitude we should have to our lives today.
因为他来那一天有形质都要被烈火消化。
Because on the day God comes, anything with form will be destroyed by fire.
启示录在描写那是极其可怕的一天。
And Revelation describes that as a dreadful and horrible day.
对，神的公义在那天实现。
Because God's righteousness will make its mark that day.
但在那一天那一些敬畏神的就要来享受神的慈爱。
But on that day, those who have feared God will experience God's love.
所以十三节，照着他的应许，有新天新地，有意居住在其中。
That's why Peter writes in verse 13, we look forward, you know, according to his promise, to the new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
那一天是我们得救的一天。
That is the day where we are saved.
启示录说，那个是羔羊婚娶的时候。
Revelation describes that as the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
我们穿着光明洁白的细麻衣，要在天国来享受婚宴。
That we shall wear bright white linen clothing and enjoy heaven.
这就是我们末世应该有的努力。
This is the goal to which we strive in the end day.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
381首。
381.